All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lost Theory Season 2, so let's get started. Hopefully the shower
helps. Still a little hungover, you get into the shower.
Oh, cold, cold, cold!
However, just a few seconds later, the cold water actually starts feeling good.
Just hope things don't get awkward between us. I should just act like nothing happened and see what he does.
Finishing up, you get out of the shower.
Much better.
None.
My head. What's happening? My head feels like it's gonna explode.
And string something.
5 min, oh no. 10 min, 5 minutes later. You sit up.
Fuck, did I just faint? Gotta be from that tequila. Or the cold water? Maybe it was just too much shock for my body? At least my head stopped hurting.
Slowly, you stand up.
I can't believe I actually fainted. This never happened before. I should get dressed and make some breakfast.
Quickly, you put some clothes on and leave the bathroom. On your way out, you hear him shouting in his room.
He's gonna flip. First the car alarm, and now the lawnmower?
Fuck yeah, I'm immortal, bitches!
What's with him? Did he finally lose his mind? Men, you never know what's going through their minds.
Well, you don't want to know half the time.
Finally, you go downstairs and into the kitchen.
I got a feeling like someone...
Morning!
Hey! Want some breakfast?
No, thanks.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Coffee?
Nah. So about yesterday?
That damn tequila makes me crazy. Do you... regret what happened?
No, not really. Even though you were drunk, so...
You think you were taking advantage of me?
Kinda.
I was scared you'd think I was taking advantage of you because I was drunk. I can get shockingly crazy from that tequila.
I don't feel like you took advantage of me, to be honest.
Glad we got that out of the way, then.
Me too.
So? Wanna keep doing this, thing that we're doing? Seems like he needs a little nudge. Seems like he needs a little nudge.
You grab his hand and place it on your chest.
What do you say, big boy?
Huh? She didn't do this last time. She just showed me her tits. What's going on?
Why is he so shocked? Did I go overboard?
You let go of his hand.
Sorry. I don't know why I did that.
No need to apologize. I just didn't expect it. And yes, I want to keep doing this.
Okay. I got worried there for a second. Okay, since you don't want any breakfast, ready for class?
Yeah, let's go.
Maybe you should first get that thing under control.
Huh?
You point towards his crotch.
Fuck, sorry.
They'd probably arrest you if you strolled like that down the street.
Give me just one moment.
Not long after, he gets his hard-on under control, and you two head to college. Arriving at the college grounds.
What's the matter? Why did you stop? He looks like he saw a ghost.
Nothing, nothing. Let's go.
You walk towards the entrance.
Hey there.
Huh?
Good morning, miss. She looks kind of angry, or... Morning, Megan.
Morning.
Can I have a word with you? I'll wait for you inside. Sounds important. I better get inside.
No, wait.
Huh?
You can say what you want, you need in front of Megan.
What's gotten into him? What's gotten into him?
Why have we got multiple? That is getting annoying.
It sounds important. I'll just wait for you inside.
What? Again? She didn't do this before? What the hell?
See you inside. Bye.
Fucking weird. Now I have to deal with Nicole. Thanks a lot, Megan.
You head inside.
It's none of my business. He can deal with her himself.
A few minutes later.
Hey.
Hi.
Why'd you leave?
I don't know. It seemed like you two needed to talk alone.
Okay. How's she acting so differently even though I'm doing the same shit?
So, how'd you sleep?
Huh? Is she supposed to ask me if I had any dirt on... Isn't she supposed to ask me if I had any dirt on Nicole? And then keep drilling me about what the conversation was about?
You okay there?
Yeah, I'm good.
And how did you sleep?
I'm good, I guess.
Say, what were you yelling this morning in your room?
Huh?
Something about being immortal.
Oh, nothing. Just fooling around. She was supposed to be downstairs. How'd she hear that? Could it be that Megan's behavior is connected with that? Nah, can't be.
You're acting really weird. You sure everything's okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm immortal, after all. Nervous chuckle. Heh heh.
Right.
Zoe comes behind him and punches him on the shoulder.
Zoe's acting normal, at least.
Morning! Morning!
Hi.
What are you two doing here so early? Just chatting. So, Megan... Do you know what you're going to wear tonight? No idea. Guess we could ask him for advice. Good idea.
This isn't going as planned at all.
What do you say? Will you help us?
Sure thing. Like at all.
Great, thanks.
Don't mention it.
The three of you go to class, and when it ends, home.
Come on, Zoe. Let's go to my room.
What about me?
We'll come to your room later, and then you can tell us what you think.
Fine.
With that, you and Zoe go to your room.
So, are we really doing it tonight? If we get drunk enough. You're so wild. So are you, babe. You only got one life, right? Why not try everything at least once? Agreed. Still... We'll have to get pretty drunk. Yep, that's the plan. Say, do you have anything now? You know, to get a head start? There should be a bottle of tequila, right?
Oh, there's two elephants there. That's kind of a weird tattoo there.
Found it! Yay!
A few shots of tequila later.
Did you have anyone in mind for the guy?
We'll see. There's gonna be a lot of them there for sure.
Okay, and you're not scared?
No. You?
Nope.
Just don't overthink it. Maybe it'll happen, maybe not.
Got it. Not overthinking it.
Come on, take off your clothes.
Megan! Here? And now?
Yeah, babe. Let's do this.
Ooh, kinky.
You know me.
As you stand up, both of you take off your clothes and start looking through your wardrobe.
Whoa! This would look great on you!
You think so?
I know so.
For a while, you and Zoe keep going through a few outfits.
This looks good.
Agreed. Let's go ask him what he thinks.
Yep, let's go.
The two of you go out in the hallway and stand in front of his door.
Do you think he's...
What?
You know.
Ew, Zoe!
Just kidding. You're such a prude.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
We'll see about that.
You open the door and see him, well, stroking his dick while watching porn on his PC.
Hey, hopefully my plan works.
Zoe leans towards you, not taking her eyes off his huge cock, and whispers,
Told ya.
What are you doing? Why didn't you knock?
Oh, come on. There's nothing to be ashamed of, especially in your case. Can we come in?
Let me just get my pants back on.
No need. If it stays hard, we'll know we chose the right outfits for the party.
Not such a prude after all.
You and Zoe enter the room and close the door behind you.
What were you watching?
Before he can answer, Zoe skittles towards his PC and playfully leans against the table, making sure he gets a good look at her ass.
What a slut. She's always showing off in front of him.
Oh, you bad boy. That's some naughty stuff.
What is it?
Come, take a look.
You come closer and copy Zoe's pose. You come closer and copy Zoe's pose.
Oh my.
Both of you turn back, leaning against the table to face him.
Such a bad boy.
Bad, bad boy.
And the computer's off, so we don't even know. Looks like my plan worked.
You whisper into Zoe's ear.
What do you say about a little warm-up before the main event on the party?
Are you sure? He's your, you know.
And you said I was the prude.
What are they whispering about?
Okay, I'm game if you are.
Zoe, looks like he likes our outfits for the party.
Sure does. Why don't you stroke it for us while we do a little show for you?
Oh, okay, this was easier than I thought.
Obediently, he starts stroking his cock.
Let me take that off for you.
Sure.
You turn around while Zoe undoes your top. As she does, it falls to the ground, revealing your perfectly shaped breasts.
Now let me help you.
Expectant, Zoe turns around. And after undoing her top, you expose Zoe's boobs? Grabbing her shoulders, you turn her around. You kiss her and place one hand on her boob.
This girl should not drink tequila.
For a little while longer, you continue kissing Zoe and playing with her chest.
Holy shit, that is so hot. Okay, so there is shit on his screen. It's Pornhub.
Until finally, you gently break the kiss.
Liking the show so far?
Yes.
Good. Then we can continue this later on.
You mean at the party?
Yes.
Did she say what I think she said?
You sure?
Why not?
Okay. This is so out of character for her.
You still need to get ready.
You and Zoe put your tops back on.
See you there.
See ya.
The two of you exit into the hallway.
So, you're thinking it should be him?
Problem?
No, but I thought you'd...
You get a sudden headache.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm okay, let's go. What's with these headaches?
Finally, you go to the party with Zoe.
You two are early.
Not too early, I hope.
Nah. Come on in.
You follow Amy into the living room.
Take a seat. I'll be right with you.
As you two sit down.
Take a seat. I'll be right with you.
As you two sit down.
Well, I don't know how that happened.
Amy comes shortly after, holding three cups.
Here.
Handing you the cups, she sits down next to you.
Cheers!
Amy dinks your cup.
Cheers!
Zoe does the same.
Cheers! To one good and hopefully not too destructive party.
The three of you take a sip.
Also, looking sharp, girls.
Thanks. You look great, too.
Hey, Meg. Not that it matters. Is that knucklehead you live with coming too?
Yep, he'll be here.
Cool, cool.
Amy takes another sip. And stands up right after.
Anyhow, make yourselves at home.
Sure.
Amy leaves to answer the door.
So, we're really doing this?
Zoe, stop overthinking it.
Right, right.
About an hour later, the house starts filling up.
There he is.
Keep it down.
The music is too loud. He can't... Who's that chick?
He waves at you. With a smile, you and Zoe wave back.
I think I saw her in school?
Yeah, it's that girl that always dresses like a slut.
Why is he with her? Did he actually bring a date?
No idea. That dick brought a date!
Screw him.
That was the plan, but now...
You know what I meant.
Yeah. Why is she so mad? I mean, I'm mad too, but why is she taking it out on me?
Let's just get another drink.
Another hour and a half later. The party is now in full swing and you had a lot to drink.
He didn't even come over to say hi.
Fuck him. Let's drink.
They didn't stop talking for 1 second. And that chick had like 5 beers. Does she ever pee?
No, from the looks of it.
Just look at her smile and laugh all the time. What the fuck is so funny?
She's really pissed.
Ooh, I'm blonde. Look at me.
Like I said, fuck them. He missed out. Big time.
Yeah. Ugh.
Determined, you walk up to him and Ellie. And stand between them.
Hello?
You ignore Ellie, lean towards him, whispering into his ear.
Upstairs, bedroom, in 5 minutes.
Finally, you turn around towards Ellie.
Hi.
And you walk back to Zoe.
What did you tell him?
To meet us in the upstairs bedroom in 5 minutes. I'm going up now. You should come in 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay.
With a smile, you go upstairs.
All houses in this neighborhood are the same. Weird.
Exploring, you enter one of the rooms.
Holy crap, they even have the same colors of doors.
TV, huh? I should get one in my room.
Around 3 minutes later, you hear a knock on the door.
Come in!
Hi.
Hey.
This is really happening?
Yep. Just go with it.
I'm a bit scared, to be honest.
Come here, girl.
Reluctantly, Zoe comes closer, slowly placing your hands on her shoulders.
Wow, you're really tense.
Yeah, this is all just so crazy.
Still trying to calm Zoe down, you massage her shoulders.
Shh, everything's gonna be fine.
With your hands moving down, you pull her top aside, making Zoe's perky boobs pop out. Lastly, you take off your top as well.
See, nothing scary.
Ah, she's right. Who cares?
Just follow my lead, okay?
That's gotta be him, right?
Come in!
Hearing your voice, he enters the room.
Oh wow, this is actually happening.
In a hurry, he closes the door behind him.
My plan worked perfectly.
Slowly, you make your way towards him while Zoe follows behind.
Take off your pants.
Sure, these two must be drunk out of their minds.
Almost instantly, he pulls off his pants.
Just look at the size of that thing. I want to taste it now.
Both you and Zoe drop to your knees.
Go from one side, and I'll go from the other.
Got it.
I can't believe it. This is happening. Holy fucking shit. Megan's tips are on my cock and Zoe's too at the same time. I thought it'd be harder to get into this threesome.
Together, Megan and Zoe start sliding their lips up and down his cock.
It tastes so good.
Fuck, this feels too good. Am I already gonna? Yeah, I can't hold it.
Unexpectedly, he starts coming. All over the floor.
You're joking. Already?
Oof.
That was fast.
Shit, sorry, I didn't expect this. It was too hot to handle.
Standing up in front of him, both you and Zoe let out a little sigh. Standing up in front of him, both you and Zoe let out a little sigh.
Oh, something's wrong with that voice clip. It says you could have tried lasting a bit longer, you know?
Yeah, that was kind of lame.
Fuck me, at least the day will reset soon. Well, see ya. Tomorrow I'm coming prepared.
Almost in a rush, he leaves the room.
And he's gone.
Yeah.
Just like that, he leaves? What a dick.
Agreed.
Let's go. This was a total bust.
Yeah, plus, I'm getting really sleepy.
Disappointed, you leave the party with Zoe. Saying goodbye in front of her house, you head home and go to sleep.
I can't believe it. I almost got a blowjob from Megan. Now, if I only managed to last longer. That was so fucking hot, but she did act kind of strange yesterday. Oh well, I'm not complaining. What's next? Okay. That was interesting. We got to see the whole day from the point of view of Megan. Not something I saw coming. And there's a missing clip and all that, but whatever. You'll have to complete a special event to continue Megan's story. I wonder what else I could try with Jess. I mean, we did do everything except actual sex, so still, is there even a way to do it? I should just go to her room at night for now. Maybe I can get some more info. Okay, so this is where we're going to go ahead and end it for today. We'll just work on Jessica next week. So expect Jessica's story starting next week, and hopefully we'll be able to get both parts or half of it or whatever we can do. Less Theory Season 2 is a very big game, so it's going to take a while. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Less Theory. Stay tuned.